Not to get too morbid, but do you know that there are certain things you should be doing before you die?
Oh, boy. Like what?
Eating cake.
Okay, I'm in. I'm on board.
Well, that might make you die.
Yeah. Well, quicker. No. The idea is you will not be able to eat or drink or enjoy things that you love when you die. So you should eat the cake when you want to eat the cake. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a difference between eating cake every single day for every single meal and being a glutton.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I really would like to have the cake.
You're at a birthday party. Have a slice of cake.
Have a slice of cake.
Have a piece if you like sweets.
Not going to make or break you. Now, if you're eating cake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's a problem.
Jason, you'll like this real quick. I followed this before we even had this article. I told Katie off the air, my son won a cookout the other night.
Oh.
And I went to cookout. I got the cookout tray.
Remember, he's going to use this as ammunition.
That's fine.
Okay.
Jason, a cookout tray. And I got my hamburger, fries.
So basically, you got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Get it.
Mm-hmm. Nuggets with honey mustard. Mm-hmm. Ken's honey mustard. Very good. And I ate it on the way home. Just killing it.
You couldn't help yourself.
No, I couldn't help it. And I had my son's thing in there.
You got to eat it when it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah. And, you know, everything is 15 minutes from my house. I'm like, I ain't waiting 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I killed it. And I was driving by Wendy's. I'm like, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, hey, I got a new spicy chicken with the big, you know, like bread and the bun.
Oh my God. You're kidding me.
To drive through Wendy's and got another meal.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. And I was still a little bit hungry. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
Oh, okay. My God.
That's the part where I'm like, no.
I had two Diet Cokes.
Oh, so what? Oh, my God. So you actually.
I've never done a double drive through like that before.
I will tell you this. When I get very hungry and I can eat a lot.
Uh-huh.
But when I can't get more food. And I'm starving and want that other. As soon as I wait like 30, 45 minutes, I'm no longer hungry.
I know, because your food is settled.
If I, let's say, cookout was 5 minutes from my house and I made it home, I wouldn't even think about it. When I passed Wendy's, I still had time. There was like 5 minutes. I was still starving.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right. But I didn't even think about like that Wendy's close to my house. I was like,
well, I can see this.
My car made me go.
The Chinese Ozempic's working well.
Yeah. I have not been on it since I took that overdose.
It has made him hungrier. Yeah.
Huh. I'm gonna get back on it, but I just haven't. I'm like worried because I overdid it the first time, but I overdid it by accident.
It's been enough time. I think that you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel fine now.
If you're into taking Chinese Ozempic. Sure.
Right.
Well, another thing that you should be doing before you die, obviously, eat the cake. It's, you know, if you want a piece of cake and it's every once in a while, just eat it. You're actually honoring.
Yeah.
But do you know how much fat is saturated fat?
Okay, we don't want to hear from you. This is before you die. Also, you should listen with your whole body. And this is, if you've ever just tuned somebody out, because they're blah, blah, probably tuning me out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're not, but no. You probably are. You should be listening with your whole body. Pretend that you've been gifted the magic of sound and listen to something great. Here's what you do. You listen to the words. You watch their faces. You watch their body. You maybe even could put your hand on their hand while they're talking. You could. If you really want.
And I'm reaching out to Jared's hand.
You wouldn't do
that
to him right now in that kind of moment.
I prefer you to caress my chest.
But if
that's a girl thing. There's no way a guy reached out. Okay, tell me more, Jared.
I guarantee you, if you were sitting down having a heart-to-heart with your pastor who you love.
No.
There might be some
tongue. And he reached over and patted you on the shoulder while he's talking to you, you would accept it?
Yeah.
That's more than it's a little different than holding somebody's hand.
Place your hand on their hand, their hand on their shoulder. If your pastor placed his hand right on here while I was talking to you, you'd be like, that's listening with your whole body.
I think at the end, if you gave me a pat, that's good.
Okay.
Anyways, go ahead.
It's letting people know I hear you.
Okay.
And that is a beautiful gift that you can give others before you die, is listening with your whole body.
And maybe a family member, but go ahead.
See, you're starting to see what I'm saying.
Right.
That's a little different.
And not like an attractive coworker or attractive woman. You can't be like.
It's caress her breast.
Yeah, right. Like, I hear
not
you.
What that
honk,
says.
Honk, honk. Oh, sorry. I hear you.
Not what that says.
Do you feel seen by me?
Okay.
Finally, because I see this is not going well, things that you should be doing before you die.
Motorboats.
As much as possible.
See something for the first time again. Mm. It is so easy for us to fall into our routines.
Yes.
To be like, oh, I'll just catch that sunset tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, I'll catch, if you have the time and you can do.
I like that.
My brother, Abe, was just saying this yesterday, that he was watching something and somebody says, you know, is putting things in perspective. And he named like all these kings, historical, in, you know, hundreds of years ago. And how we, even as just average citizens, have it better than even the Kings did then.
Yeah.
There was no air conditioning. They couldn't eat certain foods unless it was like right then.
They weren't showering.
Yeah. If they got sick, they just had to deal with it. There was very little medicine.
Or died.
And like, you know, they said King Henry.
Which was the grossest.
He had all sorts of
pus all over his legs. And open sores.
And it's like, and he was the king.
And he would then make women sleep with him.
Right.
He's like, well, I want it. Ew.
Yeah, no one's. You know, and even just like the fun things we get to do, but we get so, you know, all things are relative. But I thought that was a good reminder that, you know, we have it a lot better than most people in the history of the world.
Yeah.
But Katie, you're saying that, because I want to really pinpoint this, you're saying that we should look at things again. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're seeing something for the first time again, if that makes sense. Perfect example is a sunset. If you're out and you think, oh, I'll catch it tomorrow.
Right.
You're not guaranteed that sunset tomorrow. You're not guaranteed being alive tomorrow.
So you're saying you see it again immediately?
See it again in the moment if you have it, if it presents itself. Saying,
you know, things that you used to be excited to do.
Yes.
And you're like, I've already done that.
It's okay.
Just do it.
It's like taking things for granted. When I went to school at Appalachian State, we lived in the beautiful mountains, and I took every single, I would think, oh, I'll hike next weekend.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I'll go spend time in the, I love to do that, and I didn't have, now I look back on it, and I think, God, I was there for 5.5 years.
Right.
I could have been hiking every day.
They call those doctors normally.
Right.
Yeah.
So we start taking things for granted, and we're not guaranteed the tomorrow.
Yeah, we're the comforter again if you go to App State.
I would all over again.
Is it that cold all year round where you have to wear like a sheet and a comforter like your bed to go out to eat?
Yes, sometimes.
It gets warm in summertime and no one's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
no,
I think it's good advice.
I think perspective is being grateful for things. It's hard though when you're on the grind and you got to take a step back and be like, you can just live, you can choose. I mean, the way you feel can be a choice. I mean, if it's long term, you're choosing to focus on the negative, which I've done plenty.
Immediately.
And you're like, oh my gosh, and this problem and this problem and this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, then you take a step back and you're like, my life does suck, but it's not sucking as bad as I thought.
Somebody else is going through a lot worse. No, it's true though.
I know. All right, we have Jared and Katie's shower songs. I think episode 11, that's where we record ourselves singing our favorite songs in the showers. That's next.